Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. Hizb ut-Tahrir is well known, likewise the group that has dedicated itself to fighting the call for the establishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate. Translated. The Saudi newspaper Al-Watan published an article on December 29, 2025 titled, quote, "The Daily Task of Controlling Followers," unquote, which was then republished by Arabiya News Channel on its website on the 31st of December 2025. The article criticized the Muslims' joy over a widely circulated video of a Muslim preacher debating an atheist in India. It then used this event as a springboard to criticize political Islamic groups. It also made a point of mentioning Hizb ut-Tahrir attempting to belittle the efforts of its members. The call of Hizb ut-Tahrir for the establishment of the Khilafah Caliphate is well known, and no slanderer can distort it in the eyes of Muslims. Likewise, the group that has dedicated itself to fighting Islamic governance is well known, to the point that it is now known within the Muslim Ummah as the mouthpieces of the rulers. Its sole purpose is to combat the Islamic life. A former editor-in-chief of the aforementioned newspaper previously attempted to belittle the Khilafah and the call of Hizb ut-Tahrir in a television interview seeking to appease the rulers of his country. Fate then decreed that he would be betrayed in a regrettable manner. He was gone. But the call of Hizb ut-Tahrir for the establishment of the Khilafah continued to grow and spread until it became a matter of public opinion among Muslims today, by the grace, favour and guidance of Allah. All praise is due to Allah, Lord of the Worlds. It is truly regrettable to see institutions full of Muslims, such as the aforementioned newspaper and channel, spending such vast sums of money from the wealth of the Muslim Ummah, exerting such effort and occupying such minds in an attempt to undermine fundamental Islamic concepts like the Khilafah. The Khilafah was the glad tiding of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then was established by his noble companions, our masters Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali, may Allah be pleased with them all, and then defended by the Muslim Ummah with their blood for 1300 years. How can anyone living and working on the Arabian Peninsula, the land where Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived and was buried, so easily commit such a sin from there? Let these people take heed before it's too late. Let them seek refuge from the accursed Satan, and let them seize their harm to Islam and Muslims before the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overtake them.
أصرف عن آياتي الذين يتكبرون في الأرض بغير الحق وإن يروا كل آية لا يؤمنوا بها وإن يروا سبيل الرشد لا يتخذوه سبيلا وإن يروا سبيل الغي يتخذوه سبيلا ذلك بأنهم كذبوا بآياتنا وكانوا عنها غافلين.
I will turn away from my signs those who act unjustly and arrogance in the land, and even if they were to see every sign, they will still not believe in them. If they see the right path, they will not take it, but if they see a crooked path, they will follow it. This is because they denied our signs and were heedless of them. Surah Al-A'raf, verse 146. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.